The book of Philippians, chapter 3, verse number 13 and 14. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Verse 12. Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend for that which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. And then our reading tonight, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. Praise the Lord. Would you just lift your hand and give the Lord praise for what you've already felt and heard tonight, and ask the Lord to help us as we go to His Word. Lord, we thank You, Lord, for Your grace and Your mercy. Thank You for how You've helped us already in this service. Pray, Lord, that You move in a mighty way in the remainder of this service for Your glory, Lord. We need Your touch tonight, Lord. We need Your strength. We need Your anointing, and we know that You're able, God. We're fully aware of our inability and our weakness. We also believe and know in Your power, and we rely totally upon that tonight, Lord God. Thank You for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank You, Jesus. Before I get started tonight, Sister Bethany is talking about, you know, the Lord touching us up there. We was planning to go to, there's a convention or preacher's meeting, and several hundred, it's been going on for several years in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. Several hundred preachers and their wives gathered together for a little meeting, and we've got to go a couple times, and I thank the Lord for it, and I was able to go this year, and we left a little early because Brother Alvin Doble passed away and had his funeral last Saturday. And so since we was already going to be gone, we went on up and spent some extra time with Sister Bethany's dad. Y'all pray for him as he's facing surgery this Friday for that cancer in his colon. So pray for him. It's supposed to be this Friday the 3rd. But we was there and seeking the Lord. I thank the Lord for the services and the preachers. The preachers, they don't. The speakers, they don't try to pull no fancy sermons or bones. They're preaching to preachers. And I tell you, they did just that. I felt like, Lord, am I even called to preach when they got done preaching? You know, the preacher needs that sometimes. We need that. I mean, you know, I needed it. And I need it all the time, but you don't get it all the time. You know, you give and give, Sister Maria, you know. And I'm telling you, I thought one night, Lord, did You even call me to preach? Really? This preacher got up and preached in the first service, and is talking about getting discouraged and all. He said, are you sure you're even called? And I mean, was laying it on the line, preaching to us. And we needed it. And seeking the Lord, the power of God was in those services. I want to tell you how anointed, and I'm going to get to my message in a minute, but I'm going to tell you how anointed those services was. The first service had two speakers. One speaker was from the hills of Virginia, Brother Randy Webb. The other speaker was from down south Alabama, or Georgia, Steve Gentry. And I know these guys, but not personally. You know, I've heard them preach some. And Brother Randy Moore. But Brother Randy, this is how in tune they was. Brother Randy got done preaching a message, and he said, you know, the Lord gave me a scripture, and he said, I want to read it to you, and he read that scripture. He said, you know, I feel like y'all ought to get your Bibles, and he said, open it up, and he said, I want y'all to quote it. So we all got our Bibles and opened them up and quoted the scripture. He said, now let's quote it one more time together, and he turned and went and sat down. Well, they had a song, and then the next preacher got up, and that was his scripture text. what we had just quoted and he had read three times. And that's how in tune God was to us. And then the night services was just wonderful. Matter of fact, they had three night services, and the preachers, two of the night services, basically the same message. One of them was Brother Shoecraft from up at Fairland. He preached the last night. And then another night was brother from Alabama, Brother Jamie Holcomb. They was preaching about the Spirit of God and the anointing. Amen. Their text wasn't the same. But the next day, the preacher was Brother Dwayne Gallagher from Missouri, and then Brother Prescott was from Virginia. And he read the scripture right close to the end of his text. It wasn't the same way where we had him quote, but he read the scripture in 1 Peter, and Brother Gallagher got up, and that was his scripture text. And so, I mean, their messages, it was amazing how God was speaking to us. But speaking to a lot, and there were several hundred, if not a thousand preachers and their wives there, maybe some children, but for the most part, just preachers and their wives. And I thank the Lord, amen, for speaking to us, because God does care for us. And you know, God has a message for this world today. No matter what, God has a message for this world. And on the last night, I think, Sister Bethany, I told her about it, but the last night, when Brother Shoecraft had got done preaching, Brother Prescott made the statement. He said that his church always fasts the first week of January. He said, maybe not everybody for the whole week. He said, but we will fast January the 1st for 7 days. You know, maybe, you know, just whoever can win or what. And he said, usually we will have different ones give out what they would like for God to do with them. He said, but the Lord spoke to me and told them what to fast for. And he said, the Lord told me to tell them to fast, that they be filled with the Holy Ghost in 2017 like they never had been before. Hallelujah. And Brother Shoecraft, when he was preaching, he said on Thursday night, that would have been one of the day services that Brother Prescott said it. And on Thursday night, when Brother Shoecraft was preaching, he said, the Holy Ghost woke me up this morning at 2 o'clock. And he said, you go tell those preachers that I told them through that preacher from Virginia that they are to pray to be filled with the Holy Ghost in 2017 like they never have been before. And I'm telling you, I knew God had already dealt with me about that. Hallelujah. And so I was up there praying and seeking the Lord. And I mean, you got to understand, hundreds of preachers around them altars, you know, just everybody. I mean, it's just shoulder to shoulder seeking the Lord. Brother Curtis, I was seeking the Lord. And this brother, this older brother, he's actually retired. He's not pastorate no more. He may travel around and preach. But Brother Frank was there, and I don't know how, but if Brother Frank motioned him or whatever, but I saw he kind of got up, and he laid his hand on my chest. Now, I'm going to tell y'all something. When he laid his hand right there, it felt like his hand weighed 1,000 pounds. It felt literally like my knees got weak. My whole body got weak. I mean, God was touching me through the power of the Holy Ghost. And I began to shake, and I looked up, and I could see a man coming downstairs, you know, just like a vision, just real quick, a man coming downstairs. And there was like lightning and fire, and he was a human being. It wasn't like an angel, but all like wing, all kinds of stuff around him. And I felt the Lord said, that is an anointed preacher. That's what an anointed preacher, a man with the power of the Holy Ghost, is right there. I mean, it was like lightning and wings and electricity and fire, and the power of God, amen, was all over him. You know what we need, brothers and sisters? We need the anointing of the Holy Ghost more than anything else in our life. Hallelujah. Amen. The power of God to
conquer the devil. That's why the song said tonight, keep on the firing line. If you're in the battle for the Lord and right, keep on the firing line. Amen. If you win, my brother, surely you must fight. Keep on the firing line. You know why we got to have the power of the Holy Ghost? Amen. And I'm going to preach in just a minute. Amen, if I can. But we got to have the power of the Holy Ghost because we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. We don't wrestle against man. We wrestle against principalities and powers and the rulers of the darkness of this world. We wrestle against spiritual wickedness in high places.
Amen. And earlier on in the week, one of the services, I was praying for the church. And I was standing there that morning. Sister Bethany's mom had stayed and all the children had stayed. And so just me and Sister Bethany had went. We were sitting there. I usually sit at the front with like Bethany's dad or something, you know. And so I sat, you know, on back with sister, with my wife. We were sitting back there. And so when they gave the altar call, or they didn't give altar call, the preacher got done preaching. I just stayed right there and prayed because we couldn't hardly get up in there anyways. And I was praying about this church, and I told them last night. Amen. I was praying about, you know, people here and you and the Spirit of God and the anointing of God and the touch of God. And I felt like the Spirit spoke to me and said, amen, I'll help, because I was saying, Lord, can we fill this church up? You know, can we see souls saved? Can we? Amen. I know God can do it, you know, but is it going to happen at Old Pass? And I'm going to tell you what the Spirit spoke to me. Amen. He said, amen, it won't be as hard this time because you have people in that church that know the power of God. Amen. Now, Sister Doris, when me and Sister Bethany came to this church, y'all wasn't here. Amen. We came to this church, Brother Mike, you wasn't here. Matter of fact, when we came and started pastoring this church, it was just Sister Bobby and her husband and their son. They was just three. And we was at that little old church over there. And look what God did. Amen. But Jody, you wasn't here. Amen. It wasn't full of people that could get the microphone and said, amen, I want to tell you about, amen, something falling off behind my ear. It didn't have people here that could say, I pulled over and prayed, amen, that God would protect me when I went to Dallas. Amen. It wasn't with people that sat on the pew and said, man, I wish I could get the microphone because I'd tell what God had done for me. And I was standing in the middle of that place in Tennessee, and the Spirit of God spoke to me and said, it won't be as hard this time because you got people in that church who know the power of God. Hallelujah. I want to tell you, when we came here, y'all wasn't there with those children and knowing that God had given them to you an answer to prayer. And then miracles and bills being paid and stuff like that. I got to thinking about people in this church that knows the power of God, that knows the power of prayer. Amen. And I mean, I got blessed and I told Sister Bethany about it. I said, I felt like the Lord spoke to me this morning. I felt like the Spirit of God spoke to me and dealt with me. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, I'm going to tell y'all tonight, I guess what I'm preaching on tonight is what I got from the Lord in Tennessee. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I might not have a voice tonight, but my heart is on fire. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And I mean, after I experienced that from the Lord that night, amen, I felt like I saw that. And I understand, you know, that sometimes you tell things and it just don't, I mean, inside you're just shaking. And I mean, you just think, man, if everybody could feel what I feel. Amen. But this, I've been here before and I know when God speaks and God shows you something. Amen. That the devil has to take the back seat. Hallelujah. Nobody but my wife knew that. Nobody. And, you know, Sister Bethany's brother had come by here and preached a message one time on a man's name. His name was Epaphroditus. He preached a message. And the message is about a man that helped Paul and Philippians. That's what the message is about. This man's name, and I couldn't even pronounce this name if I hadn't heard him say it 100,000 times in that message. And I've listened to it again on CD. Maybe some of y'all have too. But
But Brent preached that message, Epaphroditus, and that message is about a man who, what far as we know, is not a preacher. Far as we know, is just he's. But he was a worker, and he was a prayer warrior, and he was faithful to God. Amen. Well, you know, y'all still get this. The Lord had dealt with me, amen, about, said, you can do it because there's people in that church who know the power of God. Amen. And so after I'd prayed and saw that, and I was standing over there, I wasn't praying, and another preacher, somebody totally different, he's never been to this church. Amen. He come down, he said, hey, Brother Snow. He said, man, hallelujah. He said, God's going to help you in your church. He said, because you got a bunch of Epaphroditus in your church. And I know he had heard that message, Sister Doris. And he had heard, and he knew he had preached it. He had probably heard it online or something. You know, and they got the CD and they, you know, stuff like that. But he didn't know what the Lord had already told me a few days before. Nobody knew besides my wife, amen, that the Lord had already told me. And I got to thinking about people in this church. Sister Jennifer, you wasn't teaching Sunday school, amen, when the Lord, amen, gave us this church. Praise God. Hallelujah. Brother Curtis, amen, I know that God's still on the throne, and I know that God is able to help us. Amen. Like Sister Bethany said, you can smell the air. You can smell the rain, Brother Richard. You can smell the wind. Hallelujah. And say, man, it's going to rain. Amen. God's going to save souls. He's going to heal. He's going to deliver. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, he's testified tonight about that falling off in his hand. Amen. Falling off from his ear. That's a miracle. He said that it started shrieking. He said his wife prayed for it and just a few days later fell off. That's a miracle. You can write it down. Hey, this might not be 1950. We may not have a tent, Randy. You know, it says healing, but God's still healing. Hallelujah. And if you're sick tonight, God will heal. And God will fill with the Holy Ghost. Amen. And if you're not saved, tonight's the night to get saved. Because God's a moving. And he wants to deliver. And he'll deliver you from any bondage of hell. And he'll drag your soul to hell. He's the Savior of the world. Hallelujah. Jody come in here on the bus. Amen. His sister, I know his story now. I didn't know it then, Jason. But his sister, he's talking about his sister and getting out of an abusive relationship. You know, you don't know the whole story about a relationship. Them people are drug addicts. I mean, they're living in sin. Amen. They need God to deliver them. She was in a life-threatening situation. And we was praying God would get her out of it. And he did. He took her back home to her daughter in Hawkins, where she belonged, you know. Amen. And I'm talking about God's already set the stage for this. Because her daughter, Jody, you know, had never been in church, had you? And he come to Highway 80 Mission, and we're going up there and picking up. And he gets on the bus and comes and sits right back there the first time. And the only reason he come is he was with somebody else, Randy. And that guy's done gone on and then move on. Amen. But he's here tonight. And about a year ago, was it a year ago that your niece died? About a year ago, Jody called me and said, my niece died. Amen. But they got her on the way to the hospital. We got to find out, pray for her, that God will help her. He called me back and said, she's okay, but she's in ICU. And me and Jody went over to Trinity Mother Francis, or ETMC. It was right there in Tyler. And we went in there, and she woke up. And she said, Uncle Jody, amen. She said, I died. Amen. She said, I know God's real. You know, they're trying to keep that mask on her and stuff and things like that. And she'd pull it off and tell, he said, this is my preacher. She said, sir, I know God's real. Amen. I said, Jody, I don't know what she saw. I don't know what happened. She may have saw hell. She may have saw God. Amen. But she knows God's real.
And she come out of that hospital and came back home, and the very next Sunday she sat in this church. And I preached a pitiful message, but she wept and cried and came down here and prayed. And God touched her that morning. And they went back, and lo and behold, they're in Hawkins. Amen. And we visit them. They've never come back. Amen. But when he's talking about his sister, this is not just somebody that's out there. No, God's been dealing with them for over a year already. Amen. We've been after them. We've been calling them. We'd go visit them, say, come to church. Amen. So, amen, God's going to do something about that, Jody. Hallelujah. Amen. God wants to touch his sister. And God wants to save him. He wants to save his sister. He wants to save her daughter and those grandchildren. Amen. And put them in the house of God where they can learn the ways of God. Amen. And snatch them right out of the hand of the devil and all that drug, amen, addiction. And God wants to set their feet on a rock and establish their going and put a new song in their heart and let those girls be up here in the choir singing. Hallelujah. Now I want to tell y'all something. There was a time that I could have preached that and would have been like, well, that sounds good, but I can preach it now, Sister Betty, and we know it can happen because we've seen it happen. Hallelujah. And I told y'all tonight I was preaching on what God told me in Tennessee. Hallelujah. Amen. God said, amen, that it can happen because there's people in this church that knows the power of prayer. How about anybody right over here in this little section that you know the power of prayer? Amen. Now, I'm not just talking about raising your hand where you could stand up and tell me something that God's done for you. Anybody? How about it? Come on. Stay right there just a second. Hold on. Anybody else? Now, I mean, I'm telling you, I might give you the mic and you got to tell something. If I give you the mic, you got to tell something. You know the power of prayer. Hallelujah. How about it, Brother Curtis? I don't have to ask you. How about, oh, man. Hallelujah. I'm talking about I could hand you this mic and you could tell about a healing. You could tell about a child that was lost. You could tell about depression. You could tell about sickness. You could tell about heart disease. You could tell about it. I'm going to tell you, I've been pastoring here. Amen. This will be 13 years this year. There was a time, amen, where there wasn't people here, Sister Honey, that I could pass the mic to and say, tell something God's done for you. But there is now. I said there is now. Amen. There's people. How many here you lift your hand? You have saw with your own eyes and experienced, and you know that it's real. A devil come out of a demon-possessed person and God deliver them. Have you seen it? Look at that. There is people that was in their adulthood had never saw it. Maybe heard about it and never saw it. But they saw it now. Hallelujah. And some have saw it, Randy, right here in this church. More than once. I'm talking about I know God's able. Brother Bobby, I know God's able. Hallelujah. When she started telling about that motor home, hallelujah. I know people said, you know, you're just all about the prosperity. You're just all about what God can give you. Hey, the Bible said God gave gifts unto men. He gave his only begotten son. You're talking about a giving God. Hallelujah. You talk about Christmas. You buy your children Christmas. I mean, Sister Bethany's mom, she knows no end at Christmas for the kids and the grandkids. And the apple didn't fall far from the tree. I mean, we want to buy for Christmas and birthdays and all this. But you know what the Bible said? He said, if you're evil and you give good gifts to your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father
give good gifts unto them that ask him. I've had people, you know, pastoring and preaching. I've had people give me thanks. She was talking about when we come home from Tennessee, Jason, you knew about it. That, Brother Bobby, that the cabinets was full, opened them up. I said, we're going to take some of that stuff out. We can't even get to the cereal. I mean, full of groceries. There was a card with money in it. People, you know, that's humbling. People love you. I told my father-in-law, he started crying. He said, Sam, that's some good people right there. He said, I've been preaching for years. You don't find them in every church. But, and I think about the hearts of these people, people that have given to me, paid bills, bought things for us, bought things for our children. Amen. But God is the best giver. You know, hallelujah, if we know how to give good gifts unto one another, God knows, amen, how much more shall God in heaven give? Hallelujah. He gave his only begotten son. Let's give the Lord praise right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, worship the Lord tonight. You have a need. It don't matter if it's depression, your children. Amen. You need to be saved. You need healing. But God's dealing with you. Amen. I feel the Lord right now and I want to pray for you. Hallelujah. While this church is praying, I want you to get up. I want you to come down here. I want to pray for you. Amen. Come on, church. Worship the Lord. The Lord is dealing with you right now. You have a need in your life and in your family right now. While the Spirit is moving, is the time for you to step out. Say, I need something from God. Come on, church. Keep on praying. Hallelujah. They that wait on the Lord, God is going to help you. He'll move for you. He's going to bring that miracle. He's going to sell that house. He's going to move in that car situation. He's going to help you with your finances. Amen. Why? Because God has saw what you've done for him.